Hello, wonderful parent. I am Inara, and I want to talk with you today about something I see so often, when your child either brags about everything they do or dismisses their achievements completely. Maybe they are constantly saying I am the best, or I am faster than everyone, or maybe they are saying I am not good at anything, or that was not even hard when you know they worked so hard. And here is what makes this confusing. Sometimes it is the same child doing both things. One moment they are boasting, the next they are hiding their light. And you are thinking, what is happening here? Let me share something the magic book taught me that changed everything. Both of these behaviors, the bragging and the dismissing, they are coming from the exact same place. And it is not what you might think. Your child is not being arrogant. They are not being falsely modest. They are actually showing you something really important about how they are learning to understand success and their own abilities. Here is what research from Dr. Carol Dweck at Stanford University discovered. When children receive praise that focuses on who they are, you are so smart, you are so talented, you are the best, something interesting happens in their minds. They start to believe that their abilities are fixed. Either you have it or you do not. And when abilities feel fixed like that, success becomes really scary. Because if you succeed, you have to keep succeeding to prove you are still smart. And if you struggle, it means you are not smart. Can you imagine carrying that weight? So some children start bragging, I am the fastest, I am the best, because they are trying to hold onto that smart label. They need everyone to know they are good at things, because in their minds, that is who they are. And other children start dismissing their achievements. That was easy, anyone could do that, because they are trying to avoid the pressure. If they say it was not hard, then struggling next time will not mean they are not smart anymore. Both responses are your child trying to feel safe with success. And that breaks my heart a little, because success should feel joyful, not scary. But here is the beautiful part. This is completely changeable. Your child is not stuck in this pattern. The research shows that when children receive praise that focuses on their effort, their strategies, their persistence, you worked really hard on that. I noticed you tried 3 different ways. You kept going even when it was tricky, something magical happens. They start to believe that abilities can grow. That struggling does not mean you are not smart. It means your brain is exercising and getting stronger, just like muscles at the gym. And when children believe that, everything shifts. They do not need to brag because their worth is not tied to being the best. They do not need to dismiss their work because struggling is just part of learning, not a sign of failure. They can simply appreciate what they have done, feel proud of their effort, and stay curious about what they will learn next. That is what I call humble confidence, and it is one of the most beautiful things to watch develop in a child. Now, child development specialist Janet Lansbury teaches us something else really important here. She says that when children are going through these boastful or dismissive phases, the worst thing we can do is correct them or show disappointment. Because here is what happens. When we say do not brag, or you should be proud of yourself, our child hears mom does not approve of how I am handling this. And that actually makes them feel less secure, which makes the behavior stronger. Instead, Janet teaches us to respond with curiosity and acceptance. When your child brags, you might say you really enjoyed that activity or you are noticing what you can do. When they dismiss their work, you might say I saw how hard you worked on that or that took a lot of concentration. You are not agreeing with the bragging or the dismissing. You are just acknowledging what is underneath, their feelings about their abilities. And when children feel accepted in those feelings, they can start to move through them. The magic book has a story that shows this so beautifully. It is called The Memory Weaving Library, and it is about Leo and Mia discovering a magical library where books glow when readers struggle. When they face an impossible puzzle book, Leo says, "Maybe I am not smart enough." And his grandma Mary tells him something wonderful. She says that brains work like plants in a garden. The strongest plants are the ones that face challenges because that is how their roots grow deeper. When Leo hears this, everything changes. He realizes that struggling does not mean he is not smart. It means his brain is exercising, getting stronger, making new connections. The difficulty is not a sign of failure, it is a sign of growth. And that is exactly what your child needs to understand. Whether they are bragging to prove they are smart, or dismissing their work to avoid the pressure of being smart, they need to know that their brain is always growing, always learning, always getting stronger through effort. You can read the memory-weaving library together in the Book of Inara app. And after you read it, when your child brags or dismisses their work, you can say, "Remember how Leo's brain was exercising when the puzzle felt hard?" Your brain is doing the same thing right now. That is how we all get stronger. Here is what I want you to know, wonderful parent. Your child's relationship with success is still forming. These behaviors you are seeing, they are not permanent. They are your child working through big questions about their abilities and their worth. And the most powerful thing you can do is help them separate their worth from their performance. They are valuable because they exist, because they are learning, because they are trying, not because they are the best or the fastest or the smartest. When children feel that deep security, when they know they are loved whether they succeed or struggle, that is when humble confidence blooms. They can appreciate their achievements without needing to prove superiority. They can acknowledge their efforts without fear of judgment. That is the gift you are giving your child. Not just help with bragging or dismissing, but a whole new way of understanding themselves and their abilities. The Magic Book and I are always here for you. Sweet dreams, wonderful parent.